Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX at 613 and 30 degrees. It's Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. And we don't really need our Motorola Razr phone from 2006 right now. But we better hang on to it anyway. That's the mentality when it comes to old electronics. And according to a new study, the average person has $161 worth of old gadgets sitting around their house. And about 14% of us have at least a few that are 20 years old. For some reason, electronics, when they go bad, we don't want to get rid of them. We hang on to them and kind of think we never know what tomorrow will bring, right? So we'll start at number 10 of the 10 most common old gadgets that are cluttering up our houses. CD players. Do you still have any CD players lying around? If you do, and you still use them, great. But a lot of us just have them sitting there, and we never touch them. Number 9, laptops. Number 8, digital cameras. Number 7, cell phone cases. Number 6, DVD players. Then it was cameras, headphones, TV remotes, random chargers, and the top most common old gadget sitting around cluttering up our houses are our old cell phones. Music on the way next from Justin Bieber, also Dua Lipa, 94KX. 94.1 WQKX at 625 and 30 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. And the Needy Family Fund. We've been talking about this the entire holiday season, the fact that the Needy Family Fund's goal was bigger than it has ever been before. $100,000 is what we're looking to raise this holiday season with the Needy Family Fund, along with the Daily Item and BB&T Bank. And as of yesterday, we got it. $100,000 raised for the Needy Family Fund. But of course, we are still looking for more donations. Even though we hit our goal, the donations can continue. And you can drop your donation off to any branch of BB&T Bank throughout Central PA. If you want to learn a little bit more about the Needy Family Fund and check out some of the stories, you can find them too online at WQKX.com. And a big thank you to everybody who already donated and helped us reach $100,000. News, sports, AccuWeather forecast on the way. Also, the new one from Post Malone and Sway Lee next on 94KX. I'm dreaming of 94.1 WQKX, the best songs on the radio, 641 and 30 degrees. Kyle in for the vacationing Tom and Laura this week. And last week, there was a ton to talk about. Everybody was getting ready for Christmas, doing their last minute shopping, wrapping, cooking, all that good stuff. This week, everybody's just kind of laying low. A lot of people taking the rest of the week off like Tom and Laura did. So a couple of days left here in 2018. So it's only fitting that we do a tribute to the past 365 days. Somebody put a tribute song together to 2018 called It's the End of the Year As We Know It. It flew right by. Here it is.
That's great. It starts with Trump irate. Mueller still investigates. It's Hoda, not Matt on today. Hawaii fake missile claim, Shape of Water Oscar, Alabama can't be beat, very stable genius tweet, Parkland tragedy, need to gain strength, opioid crisis matters, Eagles fly super high, Chloe Kim's on fire at the Winter Olympic Games, and the government shut down not only once but twice, Roseanne was canceled in a hurry, Pete and Ari, she said thank you, next. Huckabee Sanders battles French, win World Cup, tie kids in a cave, save them. Uh-oh, Lovato, 80s TV shows, reboot, beep says I do, wedding bells, Ben gets help, Cavs win, Lloyd Stanley, Black Panther rules movies, Cardi B and Nicki in another fight. Fight the Canucks, want illegal chronic, stay up all night playing Fortnite.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
The Red Sox champagne shower economy shows great power. Cosby never learned. Watch California burn. Florence and Michael Storms. Tie bot eating royal wedding. Mueller still investigates. Caravan heads to the States. I say Yanni, you say Laurel. Cavs crown. Laker bound. Stormy fade to hush hush. But no Kavanaugh in the clear. Warriors beat the Cavaliers. Mega Millions for a billion. Kardashians multiply. Prosecution midterm saw conservatives in the House decline.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Stanley says goodbye, Bozo man. His
demise. Billy Graham is by God's side. Queen of Soul died. Margot Kidder, Mac Miller, R.I.P. Minnie Me, Avicii, K. Spade, Ron and Leach, too. Vernon Borden, Bush and McCain fought the good fight.
Right?
Right. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
There we go. A recap of 2018. Happy early new year. And I think I speak for a lot of us when I say, please 2019 be a little bit better. Please. It's 94KX. WQKX and the best songs on the radio, 656 and 30 degrees. Kyle Alexander in for Tom and Laura this week. And it is the season of gift returns. According to the National Retail Federation, two-thirds of shoppers make a return over the holiday season. Now, here's some tips for you. You might think it's the day after Christmas. I have the day off from work today. I'm going to go out to the stores today. One word for you. Don't. At least not today. The best time to arrive at stores is at opening time. Usually 10 a.m. on a Sunday is the slowest time at a store. If you want to make it even easier, wait until 10 a.m. this Sunday and you'll avoid the crowds. Today, December 26th, is one of the worst days for returning gifts since a lot of people have off work and they rush out to make their returns immediately. Another good day to do it is New Year's Day. Since most people lay low on New Year's Day after being out all night New Year's Eve, if you can manage to drag yourself off the couch New Year's Day, the stores shouldn't be that busy then either. News, sports, AccuWeather on the way, and music from Fall Out Boy and BB Rexha next on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX, 710 and 30 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura as they enjoy the rest of the week off. And a mysterious object lit up the night sky in Northern California last week and left a white streak behind it. Experts had the logical explanation. They think it was just a comet, but of course, everybody else in rural California thought this could be a UFO. And somebody put together a dramatic montage of those people.
I have no idea what it is.
What the hell is that?
Isn't that cool?
That is really, really high.
I definitely think it's a UFO.
Doesn't it seem like it's getting brighter, or is it just me?
I've never seen anything like it.
I saw like a moving cloud at first, and then it kind of formed into a question mark. So I don't know. Maybe it's a sign.
Maybe it's a sign. Or maybe it's just a comet. Who knows? I can't prove it was a comet. Maybe it was a UFO. Maybe it was a sign from space. No idea. But there we have that. Music on the way next from Green Day. Also Ariana Grande and her new one, Breathing. 94KX.
That is one festive sweater, Uncle.
94.1 WQKX, 723 and 30 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. And Matt, the news guy, out today. Tom, Laura, both out today, but we're still going to do this. Maybe not quite as energetic. It's tough to be quite as energetic with one person, but nonetheless, it's time for your birthday buddies. And we'll start it off with Angela Laubach from Northumberland turning 38 years old today. Anthony Gallo from Northumberland turning 33. Becca Carl from Milton is 40. Courtney Casey from Lewisburg is 29. Donna Bednar is 66 today. Aaron Anselmo from Winfield is turning 38. Jan Clemens from East Chillisquaque is 61. Jill Jordan from Danville turning 51. Jim Glenn from Lewisburg, 62 today. John Sullivan from Williamsport is 59. Malachi Floyd from Northumberland is 53. Michelle Zellers from Sunbury turning 49 years old today. Lacey Dupert from Freeburg is 35. Marcy Long turning 33 years old today. Mary Macy Juski. Hope I said that right. She's from Bloomsburg and she turned 62. Mike Flood from Beavertown is 28 years old today. Ray Hayes is 46. Samuel Shuey from Sunbury turning 40. Sandy O'Malley from Anderstown is 57 years old today. Charmaine Bidding is 45. Stephanie Murray is 43. And finally, Tracy Vincent is 45. If you know somebody celebrating anytime soon, let us know about their birthday. Text their name to 49330 or you can send us a message on the 94KX Facebook page. It's all part of Birthday Buddies. We do it every morning around 7:30. A little early today, but better early than never, right? It's 94KX. 94.1 WQKX at 7:40 and 30 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. They'll be back in the new year. I'm really not sure, and I know technology can do a lot of things in 2018, and I'm sure it's only going to get better in 2019, but I'm still not sure if technology is there yet to be able to rely on Google as your life coach. A new study found the question starting with, should I, that people Google the most in every state, and they put out a top 8 list of the highlights, starting at number 8, Idaho, Maine, New Mexico, Oregon, and West Virginia. People Google, should I care? Number 7, should I text him? That's in Florida, Georgia, and New York. Number 6, should I break up with my boyfriend in Illinois? A lot of guys' New Year's about to get wrecked in Illinois by the looks of things. Number 5, in Texas, should I apologize? Number 4, should I delete Facebook? That is the most Googled should I question in Washington. Number 3, Arizona, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Ohio, should I cut my hair? Number 2, in Virginia, should I nap? And finally, the Keystone State coming in at number 1, should I have a baby? People are Googling that in Pennsylvania right now. Should I have a baby? Like I said, I don't think it's a good idea to rely on Google as a life coach quite yet. Maybe sometime in the future, it'll be able to give accurate answers. But now if you were to Google, should I have a baby? It's not like a magic eight ball. It's not going to tell you yes or no. So I don't know. That's just a top 8 list that they put out. Music on the way next. We'll hear from Shawn Mendes and also Sixpence None the Richer on 94KX.
When and where you need it.
94.1 WQKX at 752. 30 degrees, chilly start to the day. We're eventually going to get up to about 43. Full look at the AccuWeather forecast coming up in just a little bit. It's Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week. They'll be back in the new year. And it is a Wednesday at the wash today. Right now, text the keyword wash to 49330. That's the keyword wash to 49330. That will get you entered to win a $20 gift card to Ultimate Express Car Wash with locations in Seals Grove, Williamsport, and Danville. And also make sure to join the 94KX text club at WQKX.com and you'll receive a $2 off coupon code every single Wednesday. So text WASH right now to 49330 to get in to win. And you can find out more details on all of their services at WashMyDirtyCar.com. As I mentioned, news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. And Pharrell Williams, along with Halsey, all after 8 on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX, Kyle in for Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. I always liked Kmart. I liked it because you went there. It wasn't overly crowded. They had the essentials. But Comedy Central comedian Nate Bargatze was especially hard on Kmart over the weekend. And we don't have any late night sound bites. Everybody, of course, was off for Christmas. So let's hear his depiction of a Kmart store.
You ever go to Kmart? Like, Kmart doesn't even look open when you go in there. You just walk in, you're like, you guys about to close? Are you getting looted or something? You're like, no, we're open. Are you? Are you going to cut the lights on that side of the store? Kmart looks like where you go buy stuff if you're about to open a new Kmart. If you needed shelves for your Kmart, you'd go in there and be like, this is good. I think we're going to do it right here.
All right. Couple of chuckles in this early morning, trying to get back into the swing of things. Of course, Christmas yesterday. Today, you might have the day off today like everybody else in this building. And whatever you're doing, returning gifts, enjoy your Wednesday from all of us here at 94KX. 94.1 WQKX in the best songs on the radio, 818 and 31 degrees. Kyle in for Tom and Laura. They'll be back in the new year. Enjoying the week off this week. So how much would you have to get paid to give up Facebook for 1 year? And keep in mind, you'll be paid in American dollars, not that weird Facebook currency that you can send through messengers. Believe it or not, even with all of the Facebook scandals and other social networks getting more popular, the price is still high. According to a new study, the average person would want around $1,000 just to give up Facebook for a year. The researchers say that it shows that we really do value all the good stuff we get out of social media, and it shows that companies like Facebook might even be undervalued. Would you give up Facebook for a year for $1,000? A lot of people saying that's what it would take, $1,000. Then you start adding in Instagram and Twitter. The price is pretty high to get us to quit social media for a year. I think I could do it for a lot less if it wasn't for work or anything. I wouldn't have any problem getting rid of social media. But a lot of people, $1,000, that's the price tag to get rid of Facebook for 2019. Your music on the way from Marshmello, Fergie. It's all after your news, sports, and AccuWeather. 94.1 WQKX and the best songs on the radio, 837 and 31 degrees. It's Kyle in for Tom and Laura this week, and a big thank you to everybody who donated to the Needy Family Fund this year. This year, we upped the goal to the highest it's ever been. $100,000 is what we were looking for, and we got more than that. So thank you to everybody again for donating to the Needy Family Fund. You still certainly can donate to the Needy Family Fund if you didn't get a chance before the holidays. You can do it today. Just drop off your donation to any branch of BB&T Bank throughout central Pennsylvania, and you can learn more about the Needy Family Fund and read all of the stories about local families you will be helping at WQKX.com. It is the Needy Family Fund with the daily item, BB&T Bank and 94KX.
A special holiday goodbye.
94.1 WQKX at 8:52 and 32 degrees. That does it for me. I'll be back in again tomorrow morning filling in for Tom and Laura. They're out taking the rest of the week off. I think Tom was going to somewhere, New York maybe, for the rest of the week. Laura's just kind of hanging around here, but they will be back in the new year. So stick around for that, of course. And stick around for Amy Knight. She's normally the nighttime girl. She's coming to take the reins after 9 with a 30-minute continuous music sweep from Macklemore and Kesha, also Silk City and Olipa, and Lady Gaga alongside Bradley Cooper. It's all after news and AccuWeather on 94KX.